Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
We are going back to the 80s with the Dallas Ladies. Real Housewives of Dallas After Show starts right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes. What's up, you guys?
A true prom classic.
Yes.
Truly.
The 80s.
The 80s are back. Welcome to the Real Housewives of Dallas After Show. My name is Shanti. There is so much to get into. Let's start with introducing our beautiful panel.
Hey guys, I'm Jesse.
What's up, party people? I'm Erica Edwards.
Hey guys, it's Grants Rants from the podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk.
Thank you very much. All right, you guys, there's so much. This was a jam-packed episode. We're going to get into everything, but stay tuned because we have some news and gossip at the end, and we have our shadiest moment of the week, which is very interesting. Real quick, I just want to get your guys' first impression of this episode. I know we were saying there was so much that happened, which was really entertaining to watch. Jesse, what was your first impression?
This is like the episode that I've been waiting for. Like, it was exactly like you said, jam-packed with things going on and things to talk about.
Agreed.
I loved this episode, but then I felt like Leanne and Brandy kept, like, it was like a circle. I was like, okay, get off the hamster wheel. We get it. But very enjoyable.
This is why I like Dallas, because I look at other cities where there's one storyline for 23 weeks, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and other shows. And it's like, you know, I watch the show and they're like not too interested in the whole, like, is Leanne keeping a secret situation, but everything else is really entertaining, so I can deal with maybe a storyline that I don't care about because they're giving everything else. So this is why I like Dallas.
Totally agree. Okay, so let's start from the very beginning with the girls' lunch. All the girls went out to eat. I kind of liked how they showed them at the same time and they kept on going back and forth and showing what they were each talking about, because it was kind of nice to hear each side. Whose lunch would you guys rather be at?
Oh, I'm going to be at Leanne's.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
I enjoyed that. And, you know, I thought that was more me.
Oh, well, I don't sip on my tequila, so I guess I am lunging with Randy and Deandra, because I take my shots all the way. So, yeah, for sure.
I was going to say, I laughed when they ordered a bottle of wine, and then they continued to order tequila shots, like kind of a lot for a lunch. Right, but yeah, that's why Brandy's entertaining, and I like watching her, because, you know, she's just ready to party with the no nanny thing. Mm-hmm. You're a new mom. Yeah. How do you feel about what she's saying with the nanny and taking a break?
Yeah, I totally agree with her. And I can't imagine, because I only have one baby. She has a newborn baby and two other kids. Mm-hmm. So I'm anytime she's drunk and partying, I'm like, go for it, girl, because she definitely needs it. So, yeah.
Do you guys feel the same way, or...
I feel like she does go in a little hard. After a while, I'm like, okay, maybe she needs someone to be like, okay, stop at the third shot. But the whole time when I was watching her luncheon, I was looking like, Deandra, it's not no work lunch. Like, I guess this is a Saturday, because clearly you're not going back to your big corporate job drunk. But yeah, like, I think Brandy does need a break for sure. I think sometimes she goes a little overboard with the Jesus juice, but, you know, I mean, it's kind of understandable.
Yeah, I think she has fun with it. I mean, I don't know. As far as her getting help around the house, I think it's helpful. And, you know, if that's luxury, but if you can afford it, by all means, why wouldn't you take that?
Yes, right.
You know, absolutely, take the help. And it's really going to, like, again, she's like, I could take a bath. Like, the simple things, like, I didn't think of that she just can't do.
Yeah.
So at least she gets a little bit of her life back. You have to have a little bit of a balance. And if she's fortunate enough to be able to do it, go for it. Who am I to judge?
That's true. It is luxury. And I just feel bad for, you know, maybe single parents that don't have the luxury to do that and don't have help and can't afford it, and
wish they could,
right? So I don't know, there's that little kind of other side of me that's like, you don't deserve that, but that's not fair to say. Everybody deserves relaxation and time for themselves, especially if you have three kids.
Right. And one thing that she can do with that extra time is check us out on AfterBuzz.
Oh, come on, Brandy. You've got some time now.
You could subscribe, Brandy.
At least.
Yes. So, hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that is tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know that you did in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV talk. And Brandy, since you have a little extra help, you can join us on AfterBuzz.
Exactly. Thank you very much. I did just want to say one thing about the other girls' lunch, Stephanie and Cam and Leanne. Did you guys notice the Christopher Columbus comment that Stephanie made? Was that by that? Slightly.
Yeah, because didn't we just have that?
Yeah, it's Christopher Columbus Day, but they changed the name because he was like, yes, he discovered the land, but he's also a murderer of, you know, a bunch of people that live there already. And she's like, I'm like the Christopher Columbus. I'm discovering places. And I was like, I don't know if you should be saying that. And then I thought it was kind of funny how Leanne, they kind of got into the whole relationship or the whole thing about how Leanne's not convincing Brandy to not hang out with Cameron. But we're going to get into that a little bit later. But I thought they were talking about it at lunch, so obviously it's a situation. I think that Leanne has been in Cameron's ear and other people's ears, and she's worried about her friends being friends with Brandy. So do you guys think so or not?
Well, I think what's funny to me about this episode throughout the whole thing, like, that's why I love Bravo, because the producers and the editors are like amazing. Leanne is like, I don't do this, I don't do that, and they keep cutting to clips of her doing exactly what she said she doesn't do, like, oh, I don't tell them not to you know, be worried about you or be careful with you, and then they show the clip where she actually said that.
Right.
So it's like, Leanne, you know you on TV, right? Like, she's cool. Like, I like Leanne, but she's always putting forth that she doesn't do this, she doesn't do that. I would never do that. But we all are sitting watching the same show. You have done it over the years, and you are continuing to do it now.
Right.
So it comes off as disingenuous. And the whole time, Stephanie is looking at her like a deer in headlights, because I don't think she really believes her, because, like, she watches the show like we all do. Like, you do it. Mm-hmm. So stop acting like you're that innocent. She's a little bit overboard with her meditation bowl. I don't know, but
that was perfectly said. Thank you. I couldn't spit it out properly, but thank you. Let's jump into the LGBTQ kickoff party, where Deandra got a surprise from, or excuse me, Leanne got a surprise from Deandra and a really drunk Brandy. Mm-hmm. How did you guys feel about that? It seemed to be her kind of her charity, and she was not excited to see Brandy there.
You know, I was kind of annoyed by this, honestly. I don't mind if you go out and drink and party and have fun, especially Brandy. I totally am all for that, you know, as a mom, because I know you need time away. But with this, I was just annoyed. They show up late. Mm-hmm. Another thing that bothered me during the whole thing is that Leanne, like, was alone. Even though she was, like, networking and there's people around, she was alone the whole time.
Yep, I picked up on that.
And I felt sad for her, because I almost felt like she, like, kind of felt bad too. Like, she's just such a strong personality on TV. I kind of want her to come out and be like not bothered by her aloneness in that moment, but she was, and I felt kind of bad for her.
I could really relate to her in that moment, actually, because I usually have to go to events and stuff by myself, and I'm lucky if friends come, but they come as a group because they're coming from a different place, and then they meet me, and then they're late, and then if you ever get in an argument with someone, those friends wouldn't stand up the way Deandra did. Mm-hmm. That's what I would say. So I can kind of relate to her in a way of trying to make the most of it. Like, you know some faces, but you didn't walk in with anyone. Like, I can relate in that aspect. And then if she even said, she's like, they came in there's 12 minutes left to the night, barely worth it. Like, thanks.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, she Leanne definitely had an attitude, and I understood with good reason because they were so late. But one of the things that I kind of didn't like, or that irritated me about it, was I mean, maybe she wasn't swaying or whatever, but Deandra was clearly tipsy from what I could see as well. Mm-hmm. So it kept, you know, everybody was like, oh, Brandy was so, well, they did the shots together. Mm-hmm. And maybe Deandra can hold her liquor a little bit better. But even when she was talking to Leanne, she wasn't quite on her square either. So I was like, well, they both were clearly tipsy, you know. So why Leanne chose to really blow out how drunk Brandy was but not mention Deandra. I mean, I guess that's her friend or whatever. But I felt they were both tipsy, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, just putting myself in Leanne's situation, if it was my charity event and one of my best friends came at the very end with the girl that I really don't get along with and they're plastered, I'd be pissed too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be angry. And it was almost kind of uncomfortable for me to see how drunk Brandy was. Like, just like you said, love going out, love partying. I like alcohol. I'm kind of a lush. But just watching her be so intoxicated in that situation, that was like a charity event.
She was like slurring.
Yeah. I was surprised that she was able to like have an argument and go back and forth. I was like, is she going to be able to handle this? But she did pretty well.
Well, how are you moment? I was like, oh my gosh.
Leanne made me laugh.
That was so funny.
Leanne made me laugh in her interview. She's like, have another bottle of wine, bitch. You know, she's delivering in those interviews. And you know, with Leanne, like, I feel like where it's a little bit more of a dialed back version, but I'm still just as entertained.
Same. Yeah.
I thought I would be like a little bored by Leanne, not like, you know, being the whole hands and being so aggressive, but you know what? She's still entertaining. So.
Yeah. She does have some really good one-liners in her interviews. Mm-hmm. And just from like a production side, I know that you always talk about like behind the scenes of reality TV. I wonder how much is fed to her by the producers and how much she just comes up with that on her own. Because, you know, I don't know if you guys notice all of the housewives, they always have little comments where they say something and it's kind of like reactionary to the situation. And you know that half of them, the producers are probably like, say this because it's like a funny thing. It's a funny comment. Mm-hmm. So
the way I've heard it is that it's not necessarily like say this line verbatim, but they ask a question three times in a row and you have to give three different answers. So by the time you get to the third one, you're just like, I hate the bitch. What else do you want to say? And so it usually comes down to like just the brass tacks and what it is. This is what I've heard. I have not witnessed this. This is what I've heard.
Okay. But that is so interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So like it usually, like, if you think about it, if you answer a question, like how many times you can answer, like, why did you not kick it off with Deandra? Like, by the time you get to the third, you're just like, because she was drunk and I didn't want to deal with it, you know?
Yeah. So, that makes total sense, actually. Makes a lot of sense.
Any more little tidbits that you think of, be sure to tell us, because I love those behind the scenes things. Cam and Court, we get into their marriage once again, and not their marriage, the business. Sparkle dog food. I thought we were done with this, but it's still the main storyline. I wrote, excuse my French, but I said sparkle fucking dog food. Here's my question. I know that Court is trying to help Rat with the business. Do you think it's fair that he's giving her kind of a lot of pressure? Because it's like reality and he's her business partner and footing the bill. Or do you think he needs to be a little bit softer on her and be more of a husband? Like, hey, babe, you're working really hard. You're trying to make a career. I support you. I don't know. I can't really decide. Like, I feel like I go both ways.
I think he's putting the pressure on her that she needs, because I think this is how it goes in the business world. I used to work in sales, and like there's a lot of pressure on you. Mm-hmm. So if you're an investor in a company, that's your money you're putting forth. So you're going to be really,
absolutely,
you know, on their back about things. So I think it's fair.
Yeah, I think it's fair as well, because I feel like she is, to some extent, such the princess. And if she really wants to step out of that role, she's going to need to kind of step up. And I think that's, I don't think he's being crazy hard. I think he's just being like sort of realistic with her. And if she continues to grow, maybe it'll be something bigger than just Sparkle Dog.
I think it makes for a good story. I don't know. Like, I think that there maybe is a dynamic there. Again, I don't know anything, but I feel like it makes for a good story for Cam to have to be, go up against her husband and try to make it on her, make a small business grow. So I don't know how believable it is to me. I think, you know, clearly there's a business deal in place. Usually those deals have some type of clause with like Bravo, and there's a lot of interest that would be held here.
Right.
It's not as like fly by night as he makes it sound. If she, I don't know, but if she has some type of contract with a Bravo with this product, it's more than just like something she's hawking in the back of her SUV.
But you know what I thought? Like, I've never thought this was a good idea company-wise until they said I could, like, market this in Japan.
Yes.
Which suddenly I was like, oh, my God. Like, here's Juku girls with their colorful things.
Yes.
I don't know. It kind of made sense to me.
I agree. I thought the same exact thing when they started talking about Asia. I thought that was the perfect market to sell this at.
Exactly. Because not everybody is Hello Kitty. Some people have to have dogs. So, hey, let them get some sparkle dog. Yeah. I mean, I think it could work.
I would just ride it out until the sales don't anymore. You know what I mean? Just try it. But again, I said this on episode one of this podcast. I think she should expand a little bit into Sparkle Dog something else. Like, you can have a small boutique line of things, but I would, you know, invest in some other things and see what really hits it off.
That's true. She could have, like, Sparkle Dog outfits for the little dogs and stuff. That would be adorable.
I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll email you, Cam.
You can go to business with her. I know Cam's watching.
The only thing I found interesting about this dialogue is that when they spoke to the distributor, Court was like, yeah, this is a win, but his face didn't say it was a win. Like, he was, he said, and sometimes he has been, like, it seems like genuinely supportive when things go well or to encourage her. But tonight, I kind of felt like he was like, yeah, I'm totally shocked. Like, sad, you know what I mean? Kind of like when Trump won, like, damn. But yeah, she just seemed really shocked, but not necessarily as happy as I would have thought.
Yeah, he was definitely shocked. When he said wow on the phone call, I was like, you shouldn't say wow. Like, when you're talking to somebody who's thinking about buying it, like, just don't say wow. You're ruining it.
Yeah, and she was right. She's like, well, that's one phone call. So, keep going. Have a little faith.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll see where the Sparkle Dog food goes. I'm sure we'll hear about it for the rest of the season. jumping into something that we all can relate to is vaginal laser treatments. Mm.
Not really.
I know. It was a joke. So Stephanie gets vaginal rejuvenation from Carrie, the laser master.
You know, this Bravo Daily Dish on Bravo.com, they need to have an article, like a listicle of all the women who have had vaginal rejuvenation, all the housewives and the married to medicine women and all these people, because it's such a trope. Yeah. We've seen everybody with their legs open at this point.
That's true.
You know, now and New Jersey housewives are going to have to watch one of their mothers get it done. I mean, you know, it's a little much after a while. I mean, we've seen it.
But this is like non-invasive and it's just a laser, which I don't know. I would do it if I was like old enough and I was peeing myself, which sounds like they are.
It looks simple enough.
Yeah, she said it didn't even hurt.
I don't know.
Okay. Anyways, we don't have to get into that too much. Pun intended. But
I want to know who paid for it. I want to know because it was at that clinic that Carrie runs and she's on the show.
Right.
And I'm sure she's got crazy health insurance because her husband's so successful. I want to know who paid for that. I'm curious.
Well, not her. It wasn't coming out of her own pocket. Let's be honest.
Yeah. I'm sure Travis paid
for
it.
Yeah,
if anything. And I'm sure it was money well spent. But I agree with Grant on this. Like every single housewife, except I don't know if they've done it yet in Sydney or not, but every single show, they get rejuvenated. Or they're on the veggie steam pots. I mean, this is a thing. You know, it's okay. We're done now. It's 2018. Let's move on.
About the steam. That was a Gwyneth Paltrow thing.
What does the steam
thing.
Do?
What does that do?
It was like such Gwyneth. A phase.
I don't know. I have done the steam. They have it here in Koreatown. Yes, they do. So if you're in LA,
how do they pitch it?
Yeah, how do they pitch it to you?
I mean, It helps you.
Okay.
It helps you in the special place.
Okay. It's like with reality TV, you have to keep it interesting. And because there's been so many shows, they have to constantly follow people of what they're doing. And you're gonna have repeat vaginal treatments.
Yeah. Botox, we've seen it.
We've seen the injections, the lips.
Yes.
Didn't they have like a Botox party on a few of them, like more than two or whatever?
Yes.
I guess that's the thing. Like people must like it or they wouldn't show it.
Of course. And also I think it's something that not everybody can do because they can be expensive things. Yeah. So it's one of those things that, wow, look at what these people that have more money can do.
The lips.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's true. It's all an elective surgery, so you really have to pay full out.
Right.
Between the boobs. Have we seen a butt implant on Housewives?
Maybe so. Not. We have to email them.
Yeah, hurry up.
I'd be happy to see that. That would be a pleasant surprise. Mm-hmm.
So Carrie got a little airtime at this treatment scene, and we kind of get into how she's being a loudmouth. And Stephanie kind of calls her out, and she's like, "Hey, by the way, stop doing that because you're going to be stirring the pot, even though you're not trying to stir the pot." True. I mean, again, Carrie's storyline is not really going anywhere, so I hope something else happens because it's just not really that interesting to watch.
Well, we're
even though I like her.
Well, we're three seasons in, and they're finally figuring out what we've already known, that she is a pot stirrer.
Right.
And, I mean, do they watch the show when it airs? I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, they're just figuring this out now. I never really cared for her because of that.
I thought it was a joke. I was like, are you kidding right now, Stephanie? Oh, even though I know that's not how you really are. Yes, that is how she really is, Stephanie. Let me email you. Let me DM you, girl. Yeah. That's how she stirs the pot. That's what she does.
That's at least the edit she's getting, and that's how we know her. So, right. I mean, the words are coming out of her mouth. She's telling people.
But I know I'm going against you guys. Like, I still feel that she's genuine, and she's... Mm. She's. I know it's not what you guys agree with, but...
That's okay.
But yeah, I don't get like a mean vibe in her body. And every time someone kind of says something mean about someone, she's always kind of like, no, that's not true. Like when they were talking about how drunk they were at the charity, right. She was like, oh, well, they were just probably having like a girl's lunch. And I don't think that she has mean intention. She's just trying so hard to stay out of everything by being honest with everyone that it's just backfiring.
See, I think that she's not trying to be mean, but I don't think she's trying to stay out of it. I think she is stirring it and then she like wants to back up and just like watch everything explode. Mm.
And I think that, again, I agree. I don't think she's trying to be mean at all. But I do feel like she's going to say whatever is going to make her look good at the time.
That's a
so,
good point.
You know, if she's talking to Cameron, oh, yeah, I went to bat for you. Mm-hmm. She's, you know, like whatever. Yep. And anytime someone calls Randy, oh, yeah, I messed up. Like anytime anyone says anything, she just wants to be sort of accepted, maybe. I don't know. But she'll say anything that kind of puts her in a good light. So she didn't just run to Leanne. Leanne asked her something. She could have said no, but she didn't have the strength to say no. So she spilled the beans. So I feel like whatever's going to make her look at the moment, she's going
to
say.
I find her to be very selective, specifically favored towards Brandy and Stephanie as the default. Right. I really don't see her really having any moment where she like defends Leanne. This season they've had a better relationship, but I don't know, there's something about her. I mean, I want to know a little bit more about her or just get something else going, because all we see her doing is just kind of like pollinating the gossip around the group. So, you know, what else can we get from her?
Yeah. It's like she's everywhere, but she's nowhere.
Exactly. Like, if she doesn't get caught up in this, then she really won't have a storyline.
Yeah.
Not yet,
like,
anyway.
I don't, like, hate her or, like, severely dislike her. I just, I'm trying to figure her out still, and it's, like, been 3 years, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe we can see her weird husband still.
Oh, but he's very good with the fashions.
Well, and he's totally strict.
He's backed off this season. He hasn't been picking out any outfits or anything. I mean, he's really taken a back seat. I'm genuinely surprised because, I mean, he, like many house husbands, loves the cameras.
Yeah. Although they did go to Paris Fashion Week and, they were all up in those fashions.
Oh, really?
They did. They did.
Oh,
yes.
That is interesting.
To each their own.
Okay, well, speaking of fashion, let's get into the finale of the episode, which is the 80s-themed no-tie event fundraiser for AIDS. Outfits, right off the bat. Who was your guys' favorite?
Let me think. Give me a second.
Mine was Cam.
Mine was Cameron, by far.
Yeah, mine too.
Cameron was pretty good 80s.
Yeah, why? Who's yours?
Okay, I know this is so weird and boring, but I kind of liked Deandra. Really? Like, I loved her blue eyeshadow and her big hair and, like, the... I don't even know what you call it. I don't know fashion.
I'm gonna give it to Stephanie because she went the extra mile with the teeth. Now, I can't put anything in my mouth like that. And drink and like be social. Like, I'd be ripping those things in and out. So I'd give her credit for the extra mile.
Okay, that took a lot to do because you have to be really confident to make yourself that ugly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not that she's ugly, but doing the braces and everything.
Have you ever like had to make an impression of your teeth? Like, that's to me a major gag. Mm-hmm. Like, really gagging. Like, I can't. I remember how I felt when I was like 9 getting my braces done with that, you know, that after, like, in whatever the insert is. So, I mean, I would not be doing that to go to a party, you know, no way.
I loved how Brandy was dressed as a guy. Mm-hmm. I was obsessed with that. It just looked like they were having a lot of fun and they were super into it and weren't taking themselves too seriously.
Yeah, Brandy goes all out with the costumes. Sometimes I don't agree with the choices, but she does put go in it hard, and that is fun. And she's always very fun when it comes to the costumes. She doesn't go for the like cutesy fun, you know, fun looks. I love that with Brandy.
I wish Leanne came shading somebody like she did at the Halloween party last season.
Yeah.
Channeling someone. Yes, she could have really, what she should have done was she should have tried to make herself look like Deandra and then said she was Deandra and made herself look awful. Because that's something that I would expect out of Leanne.
Did you guys think the tree looked kind of boring? Like, I know that, I don't know if that sounds really rude, but all the scenes, like, people were dancing alone on the dance floor, and it just didn't look that interesting or fun. I don't know, but maybe charities aren't that fun. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I felt like Leanne's charity, like, the venue. I was like, where is that? Are they in a...
Right?
I was like, what is that gray cement floor? Like, I don't know. I felt like Leanne's one was kind of... not that great. This one seemed a little bit better, but again, the whole thing about Leanne being by herself, that really drives home Deandra saying, well, you all leave separate lives, because we've seen you at two events now, and I guess Rich is at home resting his eye. I don't know, but he's not here. And
at the same time, where was Deandra's husband for both events?
Yeah. That's true.
I wrote here, where's Court? Now, his wife is the co-chair.
That's
true.
You
think she'd have an escort,
Stephanie's
at least.
Husband, or Brandy's husband.
It's odd that they're not there. But I do want to, like, give credit to Dallas Housewives for bringing back the charity scene, because that's what was, like, the initial hook to the show.
Right.
And it was always, like, kind of a goof, because all of season one, it was all about the charity world is going to be over and all this stuff. So I'm glad we got a look back into the charity world. Leanne did talk about that. She said, like, this is literally what we do. Like, if you want to follow us around, like, this is what we do in society. And what did she say tonight? She's like, this is how we socialize, something like this. Like, this is our playground.
This is how
and
we,
like,
network.
Yeah, like, good for you. Yeah, I mean, if that's genuinely, if we're supposed to follow these women in their lives and this is what they do, I want to see it. I don't care if it's charity.
Yeah, okay. So Brandy and Leanne hash it out again. I'm so sick of talking about this, but it was one of the major moments of this party. I mean, when is this going to end? Like, are they just going to keep on dragging this on, like, over and over and over again and beating it with a dead horse?
It's so frustrating because, exactly like Leanne said, why does Brandy care? Like, you're not my friend. So then we go back to, like, Deandra talking this out with, like, Stephanie and with Brandy. And I'm just like, why, Deandra, as Leanne's best friend, are you going around talking about this to everybody?
Yeah.
I'm just, like, really bothered by this.
No one's business, really, because everything they say is going to be on camera, so that makes it the world's business. But not the last person on the show that needs to worry about Leanne's marriage is Brandy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think, again, and Stephanie brought this up, too, like, if Deandra keeps talking to them about Leanne's business, then I think at that point, really, the friendship is over at this point. Because it's like, she's like, well, she's not telling me anything, and I've heard all this, and she's telling that to people who, like, you know... Leanne and Stephanie are just starting a friendship.
Yeah.
Clearly, Leanne and Brandy aren't friends. So why would you be telling Leanne's business or talking to Brandy about your relationship with Leanne? So, I mean, I love Deandra, but I feel like now I'm like, okay, you can, like, put down the BFF card, because a best friend would not, you're doing exactly what you accused her of with the $200 thing. You're doing the exact same thing at this point.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, in Deandra's confessional, when she was like, you know, I've heard these rumors, and I'm giving her a chance to say something, and I'm giving her, and I'm asking, and I'm asking. It's like, then don't ask.
Yes.
Like, obviously she doesn't want to talk about it, and you can tell her, hey, this is what I heard, and then we kind of said this a couple weeks ago, and then be done. But don't keep asking and asking and asking and hoping that the answer is going to be different. I was, like, uncomfortable when she was saying that.
It's always tough when you have a storyline built on a rumor that someone said that we don't know that wasn't on camera.
Right.
It's like... You know, and to see a friendship, a long-term friendship, ruined over a rumor that may or may not be true, that it's not validated when no one saw it. I mean, it's silly, and it's kind of that. Those are the storylines that kind of like I'm not interested the same way you aren't. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of like, all right, it's all hearsay. Like, what else is going on?
Right.
Or I would like you her to actually say, okay, I heard Rich did this with such and such. Or they said such and such slept, you know, something. Tell us something concrete. Even if you just heard it and you don't have receipts, say something.
Bring in that source.
Thank you. Yeah. Or at least say something concrete instead of, I heard this. I heard. Well, what did you hear? Was he flirting? Was he dancing? Does he have a mistress? Like, tell us something concrete, straight up, and say, maybe she doesn't know. That was what I was thinking. I was like, well, how do you know that she knows he's cheating? Maybe she might suspect, or she's busy or whatever. Maybe she doesn't actually No. Well, so just tell her if you're supposedly her best friend.
She should bring in who told her. Yeah, bring in the source of where that information came from. Because if it's someone that's just a hater or someone who knows like a gossip, you just be like, forget it. Mm-hmm. This is all, I see this is not based in anything.
I totally agree with you, Erica, though. She should just bring this in because, I mean, we saw this happen in Real Housewives of New York, right? Where Bethany tells Luann, but she has like receipts. So two things about D'Angelo is like, if this is your best friend, come and tell her. And second, also, like, you know Leanne and you know Rich. So if it's a source that is totally bogus, you should be able to say something back to them. Because one thing that she kept saying is like, I want to be able to defend you in public when people ask. It's like, defend you for what? Because she's not getting married? Just say they're taking their time. Like, why do you have to defend her? This is not like...
Exactly. I was like, they're not fighting. Like, it's not house. Like, slow down.
All D'Angelo has to say is that's their relationship. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's being so weird about it. And then Brandy was accusing Leanne of being jealous of D'Angelo.
Oh my gosh.
I think that's true. I do think that Leanne is jealous of D'Angelo. I don't know where Brandy got it from, but I kind of feel like Leanne is envious of what D'Angelo has. I'm not saying that's her motivation for the things that she does, but
in the sense of her career or love life or both?
Not so much career, but I feel like that status. I think Leanne is, I've always felt like from the beginning, Leanne wanted to be of that world that D'Angelo and Cameron are. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there is some jealousy there about that. Because she's always like, well, if you're I forgot the little names or whatever, but you're this and you're, you know, whatever. I think Leanne has always been like totally enamored about that. I don't know if she's necessarily jealous of her relationship. I don't get that vibe from her, but I think there is some jealousy there. Yeah, I do.
What do you think, Grant?
I think there has to be a little bit. I mean, the narrative we have is Leanne really grew up with nothing and had to make her own life. And D'Angelo's the complete opposite, where she grew up, you know, with a family and full, you know, paid for inheritance and money and cars that her parents pay for and all that. So, I mean, I think there must be a little bit of I don't want to say jealousy as much as, like, what's the other word for it?
Envy, maybe.
Envy, yeah. She's like,
you didn't have to work hard. Like, I've worked so hard to get here. And I mean,
Leanne surrounds herself with this circle and this charity circle of all very wealthy people and donors and all this stuff. I mean, you have to be a little envious. You know, I think you have to be. I know I would be. I mean, you know, sometimes I'm like that around here in L.A. I mean, I work my ass off, and I see people who don't really work, and they don't really have to. And I'm like, I don't know if I would like that life or what, but I'm envious of their lifestyle and their flexibility.
And I don't know if I would surround myself with that entire clique of people if that's not really what I was trying to be a part of. So I don't know. I mean, when D'Angelo and Leanne had that luncheon, and Leanne was like, oh, you know, you're going to have to give this up. You're going to have to give that up. I always felt like that came from a place of jealousy.
Yeah.
Somewhat. I mean, I think
you're on to something with that. I can see where that would be. She might revel a little bit in that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that she's out to get her or whatever, but I do feel I think Brandy just meant it as a dig and probably didn't really give it much thought. But I actually do think that it's true.
So who came up with that, though? You know, because that's I think somebody said that was coming out of D'Angelo's mouth, that jealousy thing. So
Leanne said that.
Yeah, D'Angelo did say that possibly to Brandy, and Brandy's just now saying it? Because, like, also, like, what would be the point of saying that about somebody that you're friends with? Like, oh, she's just jealous of me.
Yeah, that's so obnoxious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is what D'Angelo's mom said to her. Right?
Yes, it's true.
You might be jealous.
You might be jealous of me.
And then also, I think we never really saw, and I didn't watch the After Live because I need to discuss this on one of the after shows, but the whole who's going to be the queen thing, I always feel like there was more to that than because we never really got to see argument that they had when they were in Beaver's Creek about, oh, I want to be the queen. Mm-hmm. You want to be the queen or whatever. So I do feel like there is some competition.
Friendly between, competition.
Yes. And maybe not so friendly. And it might have come from Deandra because Deandra probably, actually thinks that.
But it's weird because they've been friends for so long. And I think when you have such a 10-year friendship or however long it's been, it's a little... I don't know. I don't know if it's common to be jealous of your friend if you have such a lifelong friendship, but maybe. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. And then
It's possible. Yeah. It's possible. I can think of like someone in my family who's had long-term friendships that she ended because it just got so competitive.
Really?
And it was like they were friends from like childhood and it was just like at the end of the day it wasn't based on any value. It was just like, oh, you got a new car. I got another car. It was so stupid. Yeah. And after a while, it was like there's no benefit of maintaining this relationship.
Right.
And these are older women.
Yes. Why do we have to be like that?
I don't know.
It's all insecurity. It's all based in insecurity.
Frustrating.
It's ridiculous.
It's like a death. It's so sad.
Something that bothered me that I know we're going to hear about in the next episode and more to come is when Leanne made the comment and said, stop prying in my life and questioning me. It's like me questioning you and saying you've adopted your baby to make your marriage better. Which she wasn't saying that. She was saying, you questioning me is the comparison to me saying that to you. Mm-hmm. And now I think Brandy took it like she was actually accusing her of that. And that's just going to go off.
Those are fighting words.
Very.
Well, how did you guys take it? Because I took it as like, oh, it was just an example. Because sometimes it's hard.
I see both ends
of it. It's so hard because if somebody isn't empathetic towards you, how else do you get them in your shoes? Because you could say, like, imagine being in my position and you being questioned all the time. But if you don't get it, then you have to be like, okay, well, then it would be like if this happened. So that's how I took it. But
it was very specific, though.
Yeah. I didn't take it that way, like, at all. Because I feel like kind of just like I do stand-up. Most stand-up comes from some truth. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she thought that. She's probably already said it. We all know that she's not a fan of Brandy. I absolutely think she found a way to get it in where she can always cover herself later. Exactly. But I absolutely felt like she meant it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when I talked to her before the show, she... You know, kind of felt like she mentioned something about that, like as a joke. But like, you know, it's definitely an idea that she's had, and you know, I don't know if it's what it is. But I think when you make you can put yourself like in a hypothetical, but when you make it so specific and you pull in like the baby and all that, that's based in, like you said, some truth.
Yeah, I think
this is my view. I don't know.
I agree. I think it's something she clearly thought about.
Right.
But she wasn't. She's the new meditation bull chick, so she wasn't going to come out and be as aggressive as she has been in the past. But I definitely felt like it was a dig, and that's how she sort of meant it. But she wanted to cover herself and be like, "No, that was just an example." You know,
I don't like passive aggressively, and I like aggressively. That's what I identify with.
It's so weird because as it was happening, I was like, and I saw Brandy talking about it in next episode. I was like, "Oh, this is so annoying."
Yeah,
like, it was just a hypothetical. But I mean, now this is two different sides of things because I was just totally like, that was
like,
nothing.
It's like when you say to somebody like, okay, I don't mean to offend you.
Yes.
You know that's going to follow by something offensive.
Yes.
So it was like,
that's true.
Exactly. You know, I mean, I get what you're saying. Like, I know that's how she phrased it. And I do feel like Brandy, like, don't get all blown out about it. But there was a dig in there, I felt, somewhere underneath.
She totally placed her diss, and now she can say, oh, no, I didn't actually say it. I was just, I mean, that is that is manipulative at its finest.
Yes. Well, it's great housewives.
It is.
If anything else, it's housewives.
Mm-hmm. All right, you guys, we need to get to our favorite segment, which is the shadiest moment of the week.
Yes. We don't throw shade. We create.
From Dear Leanne. Okay, who would like to go first and say their shadiest moment of the week?
Okay, I'll start.
Jesse?
So my shadiest moment of the week was when Leanne was talking... Brandy and Leanne were talking about Leanne being jealous of Deandra, and she said, you're jealous because she walked down the aisle. And then Leanne goes, twice. She's like, had to throw it in there. I was like, nice.
Always
very Leanne.
Yes.
Let's see. For me, oh, this, Leanne had like so many good lines. So, okay, so the two, I'm going to think of the two. I don't know. I can't choose. Okay. One was, you brought this chihuahua here, either give it a toy or get rid of it or throw it away or something. When she basically called Brandy a chihuahua. That was pretty.
That was great.
That was pretty shady. And then the only thing all right, I have to say this one. I loved that when she was like, for so many reasons, when she was like, Deandra nailed it. She nailed the 80s. She looks like she did yesterday. Mm-hmm. And to me, I thought it was so hilarious because Leanne, you looked exactly like you did yesterday. So it was totally the pot calling the kettle back.
Okay. So true.
And I'm surprised no one brought up the remember the blush season one Leanne blush controversy? Yes.
Her makeup was terrible. I cannot believe like producers let her go on like that. Sorry. Continue.
No, well, my shady moment actually it goes to Court, Cam's husband. I thought he was shady the whole scene talking about, you know, 500's good. You need to be at 5,000. And she's like, Cam, I mean, she's like, Court, that's pressure. That's a lot of pressure. And he just like DGAF. Like, this is like, well, that's business. I just thought like he was pretty shady in that moment.
That was good. That was a good one. That was good. I love that one.
I am going to have to agree with you on Deandra nailed the 80s. She looks like she did yesterday. I thought that was so shady. Yes.
So
I guess that's the winner.
That's a good one. That was a good one. That's the winner. Signing off on that.
Okay, now before we end, we do have some exciting news and gossip.
All right, not super exciting, but you guys know I love me some Mama D. So Mama D sort of did a, because we don't get, you know, one-on-ones with her too much. So she gave us a one-on-one, or she gave it to Bravo, about how she really truly feels about her daughter, Deandra. And I really actually loved this clip.
Deandra and my relationship is hot and cold. One day, I'm her best friend. The next day, she can't stand me.
Did you not get the memo?
One day, I'm really smart.
I have worked hard, and I'm going to do in my heart what I feel like I should do.
One day, I'm the dumbest mother there ever was.
What's your snafu, or whatever you're calling it, a word I don't understand.
It needs to bother her father, because he said, my biggest worry is that you and Deandra someday are just going to blow up.
Well, you are so full of
But you know, I think it's because he said this over and over. The reason for this is we are so much alike. We're both very strong women. We've got strong wills.
I'm not talking to you anymore today.
We argue all the time, continually. And I feel like at some times in Deandra's life, she's almost felt like I've tried to be in competition with her.
And a lot of mother daughters, lots of times are jealous of each other. And particularly if they're good looking.
But I'm really her best cheerleader. Deandra is much, much smarter than I am. I've learned so much from my daughter. Deandra is actually one of the smartest women I've ever known. That's a true story. I think I have more common sense in many areas, but as far as brains, she's really, really smart. She's got she's got a heart bigger than Texas. She's kind, she's sweet, but she can be a little brat too. Let me just say that. Trust me.
Oh, that was great.
I did too.
I really liked it because I always feel like Mama D, as much as I love her, she comes off being very hardcore with Deandra. And I just remember like their last sort of where she, even when she agreed to give her the keys to the company again, she was still kind of like, well, you're my only child. And I don't know. She just comes off very cold sometimes in the show. And this just made her seem so warm and heartfelt. So that's why I loved that clip.
They need to put her on Watch What Happens Live. They could have a lot of fun with her.
Yes. Have they not yet?
No.
That's pretty shocking.
Yeah.
Because she's hilarious. She's so funny. She keeps it so real. I love her.
You know what I love about her is that she said not once, but twice, last season, this season, her age. She looks good. I mean, she's obviously had work done. I enjoy her. But, like, I like that she's just, like, comfortable in her own skin and just, like, this is it. You know? Like, she still, like, pulls it off and fashion and all that, but I think it's kind of nice that she's just so real.
I love Mama D, and I'm excited for next week because I think that she's going to be on the episode, which takes us right into predictions.
And now you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Grant, what are your predictions for next week?
I predict that Mark Duber is not going to keep his mouth shut at this party with Leanne. I don't think he's going to shy away from a scene. I think they're going to have some conversation. It's not going to be water under the bridge between the two of them. And I'm anxious to see what Leanne is going to say and how she's going to react back to him.
I don't know. I think, I guess, Brandy is probably going to get Stephanie and more people on her side with this whole crazy comment about Leanne saying, you know, did you get this baby to, I think that's going to kind of blow up a little bit larger than even it was probably intended. So,
yeah, I agree. I think that the Brandy thing is going to kind of set Leanne off on her own aside from Cameron. I think Cameron will stick with her. But I'm excited to see Mama D back, and I think she's going to try to talk some sense into Deandra about her relationship with Leanne. So
yeah, exactly what you were saying. I like how Mama D kind of digs into her daughter and says, "Don't worry about her marriage; like it's none of your business, her relationship." So I'm excited to see somebody else call Deandra out for that. And also we get into like Deandra alcoholic rumors or talking, which is very interesting. And I don't know what that's about, but I'm excited to see some stuff go down. So.
Yes, that's right. That will be interesting. That will be interesting.
Another housewife being labeled an alcoholic. I don't know. I'll see how it goes.
Well, thank you guys so much for watching. Jesse, where can everyone find you on social media?
Hey guys, I'm Jesse Zahner. Thanks for joining us. You can find me all over social media at Athletic.
What's up, party people? I'm Erica Edwards. You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
I had a celebrity stylist on Grand Threads Hollywood Talk number 105, and we looked at some Bravo looks, and Mama D came up, and we kind of gave our thoughts and opinions, a little advice to Mama D with that look. Do you remember the look last week of her interview?
Yeah.
And a lot of other stuff on there. We're talking Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and a little bit of New Jersey. So check it out, Grand Threads Hollywood Talk podcast.
My name is Shanti, and you guys can find me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina or tweet me at Shanti Christina. Thank you guys so much for watching. Like, subscribe, comment. We're here, and we will see you next week. Bye. See you. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.